Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Kansas City Athletics and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Bobby Del Greco. Batting second. The shortstop, Wayne Causey. Batting third. The third baseman, Ed Charles. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Norm Seaburn. Batting fifth. The catcher, Doc Edwards. Batting sixth. The right fielder, George Alozic. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Ken Harrelson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave Wickersham. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Dave Wickersham. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Jake Wood. Batting second. The shortstop, Dick McAuliffe. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Bill Bruton. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bubba Phillips. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bill Freehan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mickey Lolick. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Mickey Lolick. And now, play ball. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Del Greco moves to second. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Seaburn for the out. Del Greco moves to third. Charles moves to second. Two outs. Doc Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Del Greco scores. Charles scores. It's 2-0, Athletics. George Alozic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alozic hits a pop-up towards short. McAuliffe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Wickersham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wickersham bunts towards the mound. Lolick fields it and throws to first for the out. Lump moves to second. Two outs. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Del Greco hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. the side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a fly ball into right field. Aluzik settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a fly ball into center field. Del Greco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wickersham fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0 for 1 in the game. Causey is called out on strikes. One out. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Charles hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0 for 1 in the game. Seaburn hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Charles moves to second. Two outs. Doc Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a fly ball into center field. Del Greco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey Lolick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lolick hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0 for 1 in the game. Wood hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. George Aluzik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aluzik is 0 for 1 in the game. Aluzik hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lump strikes out. Two outs. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 1 in the game. Harrelson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dave Wickersham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wickersham is 0 for 0 in the game. Wickersham strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McAuliffe hits a fly ball into right field. Aluzik settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 1 in the game. Kaline hits a pop-up towards short. Causey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 1 in the game. Colavito hits a fly ball into center field. Del Greco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Del Greco hits a fly ball into left field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-2 in the game. Causey hits a pop-up towards short. McAuliffe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Charles hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-1 in the game. Cash hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Aluzic. Cash reaches second base with a double. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0-for-1 in the game. Bruton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cash moves to third. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-1 in the game. Phillips hits a fly ball into left field. Seaburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cash tags and scores. One out. It's 2-1, Athletics. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0-for-1 in the game. Freehan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bruton moves to second. Mickey Lolick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lolick is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lolick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey fields it and throws to second for the out. Bruton moves to third. Two outs. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Bruton scores. Lolick moves to second. It's Athletics, 2, Tigers, 2. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0-for-2 in the game. Wood hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wickersham fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0-for-2 in the game. Seaburn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Doc Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Seaburn. The throw from Freehan and he is out, Wood applying the tag. One out. Doc Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Aluzic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aluzic is 0-for-2 in the game. Aluzic hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lump hits a fly ball into left field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McAuliffe hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-2 in the game. Kaline hits a fly ball into left field. Seaburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 2 in the game. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Cash takes first base on ball 4. Colavito moves to second. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bruton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Colavito scores. Cash moves to third. It's 3-2, Tigers. Dale Willis now pitching. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Harrelson takes first base on ball 4. Chuck Essigian pinch hits for Dale Willis. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harrelson moves to second. Tony La Russa pinch runs for Chuck Essigian. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Del Greco hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips juggles the ball. That's an error on Phillips. Harrelson moves to third. La Russa moves to second. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0 for 3 in the game. Causey strikes out. One out. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Charles hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Harrelson tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's Athletics, 3, Tigers, 3. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Seaburn hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. John Wyatt now pitching. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Freehan takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Lolick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lolick is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lolick hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wyatt juggles the ball. That's an error on Wyatt. Freehan moves to second. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0 for 3 in the game. Wood bunts towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. Freehan moves to third. Lolick moves to second. One out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Freehan scores. That run is unearned. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 4-3, Tigers. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 3 in the game. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics 3. the Athletics will come to bat. George Thomas now playing right field. Doc Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Alozic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alozic is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Alozic hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lump takes first base on ball 4. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Harrelson hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-3 in the game. Colavito hits a pop-up towards third. Charles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Cash hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Bruton hits a fly ball into right field. Alozic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Gino Simili pinch hits for John Wyatt. Gino Simili is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simili hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sammy Esposito pinch runs for Gino Simili. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Del Greco hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-4 in the game. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lolick fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 4, and Kansas City Athletics, 3. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.